Equal Opportunity to Vote. The Voting Rights Act of 1965 was signed into law on August 6th by President Lyndon Johnson. It outlawed the discriminatory voting practices adopted in many states, including literacy tests, as a prerequisite to voting. Primarily thought of as part of the civil rights movement fighting for the rights of African Americans, the act enforced the 15th Amendment to the Constitution, helping to secure the vote for others who were also disenfranchised. The following case challenged the constitutionality of part of that law. Katzenbach v. Morgan, 1966. A 1921 amendment to the New York State Constitution determined that all new voters should be able to read and write English. The legislature gave the Board of Regents the sole power to determine literacy for voting. Specifically addressing literacy tests, Section 4E of the Voting Rights Act of 1965, quote, provides that no person who has completed the sixth grade in a public school or an accredited private school in Puerto Rico, in which the language of instruction was other than English, shall be disenfranchised for inability to read or write English, end quote. This provision was in direct conflict with New York's existing law. Two registered voters, John and Christine Morgan, challenged this section of the Voting Rights Act. They sued U.S. Attorney General Nicholas Katzenbach and the New York City Board of Elections, alleging Section 4E infringed on the rights reserved to the states by the 10th Amendment. A three-judge district court ruled in favor of the Morgans by declaring Section 4E of the Voting Rights Act unconstitutional. Attorney General Katzenbach appealed the district court's decision to the U.S. Supreme Court. On June 13, 1966, Justice William J. Brennan, in delivering the 7-2 majority opinion, held Section 4E is a proper exercise of the powers under Section 5 of the 14th Amendment, and by virtue of the Supremacy Clause, New York's English literacy requirement cannot be enforced. The Voting Rights Act of 1975 recognized barriers to voting due to language still existed. The amended VRA required states and local governments to provide translated voting documents where a single language minority group made up more than 5% of the voting age population, based on U.S. Census figures. In the 2006 reauthorization of the VRA, signed by President George W. Bush, those language provisions were extended through 2032, and the Census Bureau was instructed to use the American Community Survey and assess determinations every 5 years rather than every 10 years, as done in the past. Newspaper activity. Look through the news, in print or online, for examples of current voting rights issues. Select one and prepare a summary of the who, what, where, when, and why to share with your class. Next installment, Toward a More Perfect Union. This is one of 5 features created to educate and celebrate Law Day, May 1st, 2022. Sponsored by the New York Bar Foundation and created by the New York Newspapers Foundation's News Media Literacy Newspaper and Education Program. Copyright 2022. All rights reserved.